We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anyone who's listened to our show or knows me understands how into the NCAA tournament I am. I also get really excited for the return of baseball season, even when, you know, the Pirates might not be in the best of shape. You know, season changing, you know, you're going to be outside watching games. I get a little bit...
You get wistful.
Yes, thank you. But I've also found myself getting into the draft earlier than usual, the NFL draft. Partly because of the way the Steelers' season ended. They're not picking 31st, or they're not at the bottom of the first round. They have obvious needs. So I'm looking for draft information and reading more at an earlier time. It usually takes me like until maybe 2 weeks before the draft to really dive into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten a head start on things.
Okay.
NFL.com posts a new mock draft like every day. Charles Davis, who's one of their draft analysts, posted one over the weekend. He has the Steelers with the 20th pick taking Marquise Brown.
Oh, man.
Oklahoma wide receiver.
Hollywood.
The younger cousin of Antonio Brown. And so my question to you and everyone is this. Do you think he's even on the Steelers draft board?
No. I don't even think it... This might sound absurd, and I'm sure somebody out there is thinking, how could you say what you're about to say, Chris? Like, he's going to be made a millionaire if that happens. I almost don't think it's even fair to the kid himself, to the prospect, for the Steelers to take him. The well is so poisoned here, because everyone would know, it would be the only thing written about, that he's Antonio Brown's younger cousin. It would be, the deck would be stacked against him immediately. He would be blamed for his failure. Brown would be seen as, say he was a bust as a first-round pick here. Oh, Antonio Brown told him to tank it and just take the Steelers' money and run. I don't think he's even on the board, man. I hope he's not. That is lunacy.
You hope he's not because you think he would walk into
an incredibly
volatile,
yes,
violent...
He would be one of the most loathed, just by association, first-round picks in recent memory. Even though he is seen as undersized but a huge game breaker type of player, I think he would be disliked by a majority of this fan base. Plus, he's not even close to what they need right now. They need defense. They need help.
I don't think fans would hate the pick, though, because they went wide receiver over linebacker. I think they'd hate the pick because they don't want to give Marquise Brown a chance. That he would start here almost like Kevin Stallings started here.
It would, his introductory presser would be ugly.
You have your mind made up on... I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I think people would say he's Antonio Brown's cousin. He's probably just going to do the
same
thing Antonio Brown did.
Same work ethic, same mindset, same attitude, same sense of entitlement.
Well, all that other stuff at first sounds okay. Work ethic and everything else. Because Antonio Brown, until he ditched them on game day, essentially, hard worker. But... I just think it'd be a poisoned well, man.
Where in the draft would you say we have to take him?
Second round. I mean, he's talented.
So everything you just said about that, you would just suck it up and do it if he
dropped around. I actually wouldn't take him in the second round. I actually wouldn't take him. I'd have him my board. I think it would be so... Do you think that pressure from the outside, like fans and everything, can affect a player? I do. And I think it would affect him.
See, it's not so much to me about that.
I think in the room it would affect him.
That's what I'm talking
about.
How
can Kevin Colbert look him in the eye and say, well, I know, you know, you're still close enough with your older cousin who played here that he was at your game in West Virginia. How can I look you in the eye and not just seethe at the way things went with Antonio? I'd have him off. Would you have him on your draft board if you were Kevin Colbert?
Yes, they have to be a Brownless team.
No, next year. So you'd say you'd have him off.
Yeah, he's not on it.
I don't think he could be here, and I think it would be. I think that's the most fair thing for him. I think it would be almost ridiculously unfair for Marquise Brown to be drafted by the Steelers. I can't think of a worse place in the NFL for him to end up.
Imagine that first encounter between Ben and Marquise
Brown. That's the other thing. Just so awkward. People talk about quarterbacks ending up in the wrong city and who knows what would have happened to their careers had they ended up playing for a more stable franchise. Marquise Brown would be the guy, if the Steelers drafted him, I'd say he's going to be out of the league or you know, getting a bargain basement contract, his second deal. And if he had gone somewhere else, who knows, he might be on an early Hall of Fame track or an all-pro track. I think this would be the single worst city in the United States for him to play professional football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.